أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. The ayah before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about ilhad, those that distort the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that Allah Rabbul Izzat himself is well aware of the disbelief or the nifaq and the hypocrisy. This ayat, in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about this distortion of the Qur'an, or that person who is crooked in his mind begins to distort the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks further with regards to this. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالذِّكْرِ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Certainly those who disbelieve in the reminder. The reminder here refers to the Qur'an Kareem. لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. When the reminder, when the Qur'an Kareem came to them, are these people who make ilhad, these people who distort the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Certainly it is an unassailable book. It is a book that is mighty. It is a book that will never be overpowered. It will always remain dominant. That there is no one that can come and change the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem. There is no one that can change the words of the Qur'an Kareem, and that will go undetected. In other words, it will always be detected. This is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, that from time to time, through the history of Islam, from the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem, there is no person that brought an extra word into the Qur'an and that went undetected and that remained part of the Qur'an Kareem. There was no person that removed a word of the Qur'an Kareem and that went undetected, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had exposed that. There is no person that changed the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem and that person went unchecked. That never ever happened. To this extent we find, even in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the time of Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, sometimes certain ayats of the Qur'an Kareem were recited, and then the tafsir or the explanation of that ayah with one or two words in between were made. But it was clearly understood from that time already that this is Qur'an and this is the interpretation of the Qur'an Kareem. That not even the Qur'an tolerated an interpretation to remain side by side with it in the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. And this is how mighty and unassailable this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains this, that there is no batil, there is no falsehood. Some of the sahaba, the tabi'een, used to say, here batil and falsehood refers to shaitan, shaitan in the jinn form, that is shaitan himself, or the army of shaitan, or shaitan in the human form, that is those that will try to distort and corrupt the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem. None of these people of batil would approach the Qur'an min bayni yadayhi, from in front of it. From in front of it will mean that openly they would not be able to add any word to the Qur'an, deduct any word from the Qur'an, or change any word of the Qur'an Kareem. Wala min khalfi, and no from behind. From behind will mean that nobody could come very silently, very quietly, distort, change a meaning of the word of the Qur'an Kareem, change the principles of Islam, and will be accepted or undetected. That will never ever happen. Tanzeelum min hakeemin hamid. And the other interpretation of this ayat is this, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr
وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had taken the responsibility of safeguarding and looking after this Quran. So from the front, nobody could bring anything in that Allah Rabbul Izzat had kept. The representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the huffaz, the ulama-i kiram, if anybody added anything in, they would detect it. And from behind, it was always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that protected this Qur'an-i Kareem. Tanzeelum min hakeemin hamid. And this is a revelation. This Qur'an is a revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is hakeem, who is all wise. Who can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about any law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Qur'an? Who can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the eloquence of the Qur'an-i Kareem? Who is there to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why was this word brought first and that word brought second? Why is it in this ayah like this and in that ayah like that? Why is there repetition? There is no one that can question Allah. This Quran is so full of wisdom that when a person understands it, a person studies it, a person reads it, a person is overwhelmed with this great hikmah and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy that when a person looks at this Quran, wallah, word to word, ayah to ayah, surah to surah, we will only praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented this Quran to us. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented in this Quran. The rules and the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented. And then over and above that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an incident or the story of the past, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it, the words Allah uses, the argument Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it with, we will only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this Quran-i Kareem a person reads, a person will only praise Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses our Nabi Kareem, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلْرُسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. From before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about the disbelievers, those who turned away from the Qur'an-i Kareem, they understood the message, but they did not listen. They themselves were so audacious, and they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is this akinna, this parda, this ghilaf on our hearts, there is this plugs in our hearts, there is this plugs on our ears, there is this parda between you and I, and hence we will never be able to listen to this Quran, we will never be able to understand, and we will never grasp this Quran-i Kareem. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about now how they will say, speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what is the response of Allah. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing that has been said to you, مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلْرُسُولِ مِنْ قَبْلِكِ, which has been not said to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam of the past. Whatever they are saying to you, they have said to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam of the past. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. If they call you mad, insane, if they call you a sorcerer, or whatever they call you, they had done the same to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam of the past. If they rejected the Quran, they rejected the Kitab of Allah, the Kitabs of Allah were rejected before. Whatever is being said now has been said before also. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so kind and merciful. Inna rabbaka ladhu maghfira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled with mercy, filled with forgiveness. If these people that were the bitter enemies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn away and they would turn towards Allah, then definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yet will forgive them. No matter what they had said about this Quran, whatever effort they made to distort this Quran, whatever effort they made to harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as a person says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, وَذُو عِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also one who will retribute, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish with this very painful punishment should they persist and they leave this world in that condition of kufr, then that will be left into the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.